Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under a fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's Gospel, Jesus describes the essential ministry of angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What do those verbs tell us? They ascend in order to serve the Lord and to remember us before the Lord. And they descend in order to help us to come to the Lord, to bring us the Lord's help in the various ways we need it, so that one day we might join them as they praise the Lord. Let's focus on both of these activities. First, ascending to praise God. "Praise him, all you angels," we sing in the Psalms. The angels want to help us to learn how to praise God together with them. We sang together in today's responsorial psalm, "In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord." Under the watchful gaze of the angels, they want us to be able to say both in this world and forever, "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angel, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your holy name." Angels obviously help us to do that in the Mass, which features two great angelic hymns, "The Glory to God in the Highest," which they first chanted on Christmas morn. And the one that comes from what the prophet Isaiah saw in his angelic vision, "The Holy, Holy, Holy." Today is a day in which we recognize not only that we're not praying alone, but that the angels are helping us to praise and thank God with all our being, to ascend to the Lord. The angels are constantly doing that out of love for the Lord and to bring us likewise before the Lord. Jesus would say, "Don't despise any little one, because their angels are always before the throne of my Father in heaven." Second activity is to descend upon us, to bring us God's assistance. The Archangel Gabriel brought Mary God's word. Raphael brought Tobias God's accompaniment. Michael brought the church God's protection. Their names say a lot about what they seek to do as they serve us. Gabriel means God's strength. The Archangel Gabriel seeks to strengthen us like he strengthened the Virgin Mary, not to be afraid of responding wholeheartedly to God's call. Raphael means God's medicine, and he strives to heal us not only of physical cataracts like he did Raguel in the book of Tobit, but rather everything that hinders our seeing God. Michael means he who is like God. Saint Michael strives to defend us from all evil that renders us dissimilar to God, who is holy, holy, holy. Their presence accompanies us in a particular way through every morning as we approach the altar. course, we begin with the Angelus when we're praying as the greatest of all preparations for Mass, pondering the good news that never becomes old news. We invoke St. Michael at the end of Mass, asking us to defend us together with Jesus, whom we will then bear inside. St. Raphael seeks to help us to live the Mass, which is the medicine of God, the medicine of immortality throughout the day into eternity. I'd like to ponder a little the prayer to St. Michael that we say together to conclude every Mass. This prayer, as you probably remember, was decreed by the erudite Pope Leo XIII in 1886 because he saw the work the devil was trying to do in the church and in the world. And he wanted everyone in the church to grasp this reality and receive Michael's protection. We need to be far more worried about these spiritual assassins than we have to be worried about ISIS or Al-Qaeda. But few of us are. The prayer to St. Michael was said after every Catholic Mass until when? Until 1964. When it became optional to say at the end of Mass. And as with so many options, if it's an option asking us to do something, normally it falls away. If it's an option giving us a choice to do something easier, most of us will choose that easier path. Kind of when you look at when all hell broke loose in the church and in the world, what date are you looking for? Basically looking for the early 60s when this prayer started not to be prayed. Sexual revolution happened, the chaos in the church, the smoke of Satan, as Paul VI would say, entered through the fissure in the church. Abortion license would come. The rejection of Humanae Vitae by so many would come. That was the time of the spike in priestly pedophilia and ephebophilia. So much happened once we stopped every day as a mystical body of Christ calling on the protection of St. Michael, which is why it's so important, those looking back over the last 51 years, that we need urgently to bring it back and pray it privately and pray it together. By praying this prayer, we acknowledge publicly that not only do the good angels exist, but also Satan and the evil ones. The Book of Revelation, which is one of the options for the first reading today, we saw what St. Michael has already done, throwing Satan and his angels down to earth. We pray that he do something further, to throw them down from earth to hell. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be a protection against the wickedness, snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking our ruin, who like prowling like a roaring lion seeking just to devour us. The way for us to respond to that protection is given to us in that passage from the Book of Revelation. Immediately after the loud voice that resonated in heaven, salvation and power have come with the casting out of the accuser who night and day accuses us before God. As we see in the Book of Job, the devil is always accusing us before God and accusing God before us. But he was defeated by God through Michael in a special threefold way. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Three things. The blood of the Lamb. This points not only to Christ's triumph on the cross, but are sharing in it through receiving his body and blood in the Eucharist, being washed by it in baptism, being repeatedly bathed in it through confession, St. Michael wants to defend us and lead us to victory by uniting us to the blood of Jesus, till Jesus' blood flows through our own veins and is capable of overflowing like the blood of January is, out of testimony for the Lord and to save others' lives. The word of their testimony. This is first the word of God that those who triumph had heard, received, treasured, enfleshed, lived, and proclaimed. This is the word of faith they announced through white and red martyrdom or witness. This points to how St. Michael wants to lead us to God's word. We know how Jesus defended himself against the temptations of the devil in the desert. He knew sacred scripture well enough that when the devil was manipulating sacred scripture to try to trip him up, he was able to respond with sacred scripture. St. Michael wants to help us to learn sacred scripture that way, so that when the devil's using sacred scripture as a half-truth to try to seduce us like he seduced Adam and Eve, like he was attempting to trip up the Lord, we will be able to give him a much clearer sense of sacred scripture. Michael wants to defend us by the same shield of the Word of God and to make us witnesses cooperating with him and shielding others from the devil's lie by the truth God has given us. And the third way that Michael helped those who had been bathed in blood and had their garments blanched in that lamb's blood. Third way is by not being afraid of death through a false love of life. Jesus is clear that in order to be able to save our life, we have to lose it. The greatest weapon in Satan's arsenal is our love for this worldly life. We don't want to give it up, that we're too afraid. I like to say that the greatest of all means of the devil is staurophobia. We're afraid of the cross. We're afraid of suffering. We're afraid of death. And because of that, he's always proposing shortcuts so that we can supposedly still reach the end that God has implanted within us to seek, but we can do so by a dead end that Satan's going to lead us down. The only way to overcome that is to have a staurophilia, a real love of the cross. If we're too afraid to die for Christ who died for us, the devil will have found our price. And sooner or later, he'll seek to make us a Judas. It's only when we, like the martyrs, are willing to give all that we can to be protected from Satan's wiles that we'll be secure, whether or not we face martyrdom. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Love for life, and we do have a love for life, did not deter them from death, because it's precisely through death with the Lord that we seize life to the full. St. Michael wants to defend us in battle through these three ways. The greatest way of all that Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael help us to enter into that victory Christ won is here at Mass. When we hear God's word and testimony, where we call out them and all the angels to pray for us to the Lord our God for mercy in the Confiteor, when we receive Jesus' blood shed for us in remission of sins, in remission of all our complicity with the devil, which we respond to God's help to decrease so that Christ in his risen life will increase within us, giving fruit to our life after we've fallen to the ground and died like a grain of wheat. Finally, in strengthening us to go as new Gabriels, announcing the word, accompanied by Raphael, defended by Michael. This is where we receive God's strength. This is where we receive God's protection. This is where we receive God's medicine. All to help us to do our own double service, ascending to God with them and descending with their assistance to serve others, just like they ceaselessly serve us. Jesus said to Nathanael, "You will see greater things than this. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." If we could see here, we would see all those angels hovering over us as we're about to welcome Him who is holy, holy, holy.